Hello and welcome, InventRight family. This is InventRight head coach Terry O'Mara. I am here with Coach's Corner. I have a couple of honored guests today. We're going to get into, if you're stuck, how do we get you unstuck? If you can't get yourself moving forward, how can we get you moving forward? So we thought we would talk about this subject today, some of the advice we might offer some of our students that are members at InventRight, and hope to help you to get yourself moving forward with your project. So joining me today, we have our coach from Down Under, Mr. Carl Jones. How are you doing, Carl?
I'm very good, Terry. Good to be here.
Yeah, nice to have
you. Coach's Corner.
And thank you for joining us. I know it's early morning down there in Australia. So
but that's okay.
You look good anyway.
Thanks, mate.
we have our amazing coach, Mr. Scott Putnam, who's been with InventRight for a long dang time, 8 years, and helped a ton of people license ideas. Scott, thank you for being here. Welcome.
Thanks for having me. Excited to be part of Coach's Corners.
Yeah,
this is going to be good.
Cool. Well, so guys, we talked about this subject a little bit ahead of time, which is something that we see often with our students, right? They're stuck. They might be stuck. It depends on, they might be stuck at the beginning of the process. They have a lot of ideas. They don't know which one to choose, or they might be stuck, it creating a prototype, or they might be stuck in creating marketing material or writing a provisional application, but oftentimes it's stuck in contacting companies, right? Actually doing the outreach. And so the idea here is to give, some examples, some of the things that we've seen happen in the past, and how do we get people over those types of things? How can we help our audience to move themselves forward? So Carl, if we could, we'll start with you, my friend. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, absolutely, Terry. It's very common. Like it happens all the time. And like you mentioned, it usually happens when people get the step out and they start reaching out to companies. And they become like deers in the headlight. there's external factors and internal factors. You know, the external factors being, too busy at work, or family life got in the way, or someone's sick, or but when push comes to shove, usually you find that most of those external factors are just excuses. And when you do a little bit of digging and dig a little bit deeper, you find it really comes down to, you and what's going on in your head. And a lot of this is attached to ego, and, this is your baby, right? Like you've been designing this for a long time, and you're very close to it, and you want to see it succeed. That's why we all undertake this. We want success, and yet in licensing it's all about, we're in the rejection business, right? So you get rejected a lot more times than you get a positive response, and so people are afraid of being rejected and having their ideas rejected and saying it's not good enough. But it's that's the main thing that we see sort of underlying what's going on with people and why they struggle to sort of pick up the phone or start calling companies and seeing if they're interested, because they're just worried that they're going to say no.
Yeah, I think that's interesting, because it really is two sides, I guess, to the same coin. But there's the ego side you're talking about, and then there's the fear factor. The fear is probably generated by the ego, feeling like it can't take the hit, can't take the nose. So I'm just going to avoid this altogether. Is that kind of where you're going with that?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And yet, the best way to track your performance in this is by, garnering those no's and wearing them proudly like a badge of honor. So, you know, because anyone can just, you know, reach out to a company and say, hey, you know, I've got a new product. Not everyone can get a company to agree to you sending them your marketing material and, you know, give a determination on whether that is worth, you know, they see it as an opportunity worth pursuing or not.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that tracking those no's are what it's all about.
Yeah. Yeah. Scott, any thoughts on that on your end?
Yeah, you're spot on with that. You know, I think when we're talking about people, we're talking about emotions and we're talking about fears and ego, and there's a lot going on. And I think what I find is the type of fears are different depending on what they're working on. You know, if you're talking about reaching out to companies, it's more of a fear of rejection, you know, like this product's my baby. I don't think I can handle anybody not loving it or saying anything negative about it. Then there's, I think for a lot of people that are new to it, there's kind of that first timer fear, you know, coming in, just, it's all new. They don't know what to expect. I don't want to make a mistake. I don't want to screw it up. And what I find is people, that's an easier one to say, hey, just trust the process. Let's go through the steps. Let's get you moving. Let's get you in the game. There's others too, you know, there's kind of that loss gain, fear about, oh, I signed up for something in the past and it didn't work. And so is this going to be another failed attempt at something, you know? And as coaches, we can assure them, hey, I know that feeling very well too. I've been through that. Here's what we can do to help, you know, help build you up and get you in the game, you know, build that confidence. And people, you know, I think don't want to be disappointed. There's almost like, there's the fear of disappointment. Like I thought this was going to be, you know, something that was going to be either super easy or super, you know, successful immediately. I think when people come in, they realize, hey, there's a lot to the program, which is great. You're learning a lot. You're building new skill sets. And we're stretching you. You know, we're stretching your comfort zones in different areas. Yeah. And so like Terry talked about in the past, I heard you talk about like your compelling why. What's your reason for doing this? What gets you up in the morning? What gets you fired up? And what's that will help build motivation. You know, people, they learn to believe in themselves and they start expecting good things to happen. And with the coaching, we can always help them take that action that'll help get that momentum going. Yeah. And then kind of, you know, maintaining the emotions sort of, I describe it like it can be a roller coaster. Things would get really excited and some disappointments. And that's sort of collecting the no's and, oh, I got a call set up. Oh, I got another no. It's like, it's easy to say.
Or I've got no response at all, right? That I find that a real challenge for a lot of our members too. And let's be honest. I mean, I think we would all agree that I'd rather get a no than have no response at all. You know, because that's really frustrating when you're just getting no responses at all. You feel like,
absolutely,
I'm not quite sure, are they even getting my message or do they understand what I'm getting across? And so I so appreciate what you're saying there about the why, Scott, because I think that that's a big part of what helps drive people through it. And I think that this is an interesting process because it can help you to learn a lot about yourself. And I do feel like awareness, personal awareness, is an important part of this. If you're not making the calls because you're afraid of no's, okay, that's one thing, and we can help you with that. I've often found that somewhere around 10, 12 companies that people have reached out to where they kind of get over that. They go, all right, this is not that hard. It's not as difficult as I thought it would be, right? But if it is something else, if it is that you're just feeling like, hey, I don't have the skill set to build my marketing material, to do an effective job on marketing material, or I don't understand how to go about writing a PPA, these are things that we also as coaches can help you work through. But even in my mind, if you are dealing with just kind of the fear of the process, that's what the InventRight family is all about to me. That we've got a community that is tremendous, tremendously supportive. Everybody wants to see everybody else succeed. Everybody's willing to share their experience and their guidance, their successes, things that work for them, to help get people over the hump. So that to me also is a big part of finding success in product development and licensing, is finding your team, right? Finding your people, as they say.
Yeah. Your tribe.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
It's funny. I talk about that on the first call, like, hey, you're with people that understand you, you know, you found your tribe. Welcome. And they're always like, there's that idea of like, I'm not alone. Right. I'm not alone in this. And that's always a big thing. Or people have that sort of imposter syndrome. Like, I'm a carpenter, or I'm a janitor, or whatever. Who am I to call these big, you know, huge company or even medium sized to small companies? I'm just one person. And so that's something we can help them with. But all of those fears all wrapped up. I always tell people, like, let's honor the struggle. Yeah. Let's take the struggle. You got to honor it. You're not alone. It's a big.
Such a great line. Honor the struggle. That's exactly what it is. And what a mental shift that is, right, guys? I mean, I think that it comes back to framing it right in your mind as to what you're doing here. Nobody said it's a simple process. Let's be honest. I think it's generally a pretty simple process. The event, right? 10 steps. It's just not easy. You got to do the work. You still got to do things to make it work.
Yeah. There's a lot of components and a lot of subcomponents to that, but you know, it's all about breaking it down into bite-sized chunks and then going through them one by one. And yeah, that's the best way we can get, InventRight members to make progress.
So Carl, do you often see that your students are coming at it from a position where they want to get a whole bunch done at one time? They want to work on multiple projects. You're on step three and they're on step seven. those types of things, you find that to be the case?
Well, it sort of really depends on the student. You know, they're all different. We all come in different shapes and sizes. And, you know, and like Scott was mentioning before, we're all at different points on the roller coaster ride too. So, you know, if we're ever at the top, you know, down the bottom of the trough or somewhere in the middle, and reading that and sort of getting them to like a good position where they're, you know, because it's easy to get deflated after months of reaching out to companies with what you think is a really good idea with some great marketing material and, you know, getting no responses. But, you know, that's the reality. You know, you've got to push through it and you've got to be prepared to be in this for the long term. You know, it doesn't just happen overnight. Yeah. It happens over, you know, a much longer period of time. And, you know, the other thing too is like, it depends a lot where people are stuck in the process too. Like, you know, sometimes we talk a lot about everyone getting stuck at step eight, but you know, as you alluded to before, Terry, I think you mentioned sometimes people get stuck, you know, right from the outset. Like, you know, maybe they've come into this and thought about they've got a great idea for something. And you know, then they've gone away and done their due diligence and done their research and found, oh, it exists. Oh, damn, what do I do now? And like, they had one idea. So sometimes it's about showing them the light on how to go about sort of, you know, focusing on the problem that they're trying to solve rather than the solution, and you know, showing them that they can actually be creative and coaxing those other solutions or other, you know, I like to call them seeds of the idea out and turning that into something of value that a licensee would be interested in.
And hey, that's a really good point. I think that is a place where I see people get deflated often, is once they find their idea. And they're like, it's already out there, right? Or there's multiple out there. And they immediately just kind of dismiss it as opposed to time to get creative. Here's the
absolutely
creativity.
Yeah.
And that's part of what, you know, I think is important to mention, guys, is that I love working with my students on the creative things. I love brainstorming ideas with students.
Me too.
Have you thought about it? Considered this? Maybe you take this approach, and add this particular feature, or take this one away, and it's going to be more simplistic and easier to use based on the research found. I mean, there's so many different things that we can share with people, and I think that that people, most of our students are pretty creative folk, and they're dialed into a place where they can come up with ideas just right off the top of their head. But when once you've gotten kind of shot down or your idea has been found, can you get creative at that point when there's a bit of a struggle? And this goes back to your comment before, Scott, honor the struggle, man. That's part of the struggle too. Let's sit down and get creative. Like that's.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's really, I think that's where the coaching is such a big part of the process. You know, if our program were like, hey, here's a website, you know, just do these things and go through it on your own, like a self-study. I mean, the success rate would be way low. Whereas you're getting a hands-on one-on-one coaching where people are with you on the journey. They know the struggle. We were all students before this too. So we know the challenges and the struggle and the emotional roller coaster and what they're going through. And we can kind of help guide them through that, head some of those things off at the pass and let them know what to expect. I think that's part of it is like, if they don't know what to expect, it's like, oh, this is just too much, or there's just too much happening. And it's easy to come up with excuses, right? But going back to the why, being committed to it, saying, hey, I'm going to take a chance on me. I'm making an investment in myself. I believe in this product. I believe other people are going to love this. Let's give it a fair chance. I think that's really where people can embrace that, you know, and honor the struggle and really go through the process.
Yeah. 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 Great. You know, I really believe that anybody can do this process. Anybody can do it. There's not one person that doesn't have the capability, as long as they're willing to, like you said, put themselves out there a little bit, work past their comfort zone, and not just maybe once, but you know, multiple times. You might have to work past your comfort zone, stretch, as you said, and find success. And so that's, it does help to have, just like any other business. I mean, it's you know, professional athletes have coaches for a reason. Professional actors have coaches for a reason. You know, there's. Yeah. It's helpful to have somebody to help guide you through that process, which is great. But at the same time, I must say, we've had people that have licensed products just by reading Steven's book, One Simple Idea, and watching some YouTube videos, right? And so it really does depend on who you are, how you're made up. And I encourage people, you know, to try it on your own. I mean, sincerely, give it a shot. Just see if you're passionate about it, you got the time, you got the discipline, do it on your own. That wasn't me. I tried that. It was not me. I needed coaching. I needed to have my coach for accountability. So I think most people seem to be like that. At least it appears that way.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Avoiding mistakes, avoiding pitfalls, having that guidance to, you know, lead them on a path where they're not going to spend a lot of time and money and frustration going in all these other directions. Yeah. It's a big deal.
Yeah. It's almost like, you know, reading a choose your own adventure book and, you know, you tell them the pros and cons of the two different options of the choices they're about to make.
I love those. Some of my favorites. That's for sure.
Exactly.
It's your own adventure. There's no doubt. It's a dynamic. It's constantly moving and it's constantly changing. And that's one of the things I love about it. But there's one guarantee. There's one thing that is going to be part of, regardless of how much it changes, it's going to be always part of it. And that is, you're going to get no's. You're going to get a lot.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Honor the struggle and wear them proudly.
Exactly.
Those no's. That's right. Yeah.
And think about the people like J.K. Rowling got turned down, what, 100 and some times from publishers for Harry Potter. So there's always stories of that. Stephen King, similar, you know. So I think, you know, if you're talking about people feeling stuck and not knowing, there's differences too. It's either I don't know what to do, that's one option, or I'm not willing to do it, or I'm afraid, or whatever that is. Those are two separate things. And I think for most people, when they know they're not alone, they know they have guidance, they know what to do. And we could break it down, like you said, Carl, here's bite-sized pieces. If five things is too much, just do this one thing today.
Exactly. Exactly right.
Yeah. And it makes a difference. And sometimes that's all you need to just get that momentum going. Like a locomotive that comes to a stop, you just, you know, it takes that first big push, and then all of a sudden the momentum kicks in, the confidence goes up, you start expecting things, and taking action, moving our feet, there's magic and power in that. And it's
absolutely
something we can help people do.
Well, we've offered here today delivers some of that magic and power, or at least motivate some people to try and discover it. So thank you, gentlemen. Thank you for all of the wisdom that you're willing to share with folks. Appreciate you very much. Any last tidbits of information before we head out?
Just get into good habits. You know, that's probably the best thing to do. Like, you know, set yourself sort of regular slots in your calendar to make sure that you are doing, you know, outreach and follow-ups and, you know, or meeting up with your coach or whatever it is that you need to do, because you know, that's the best way to build that momentum, like turn it into regular things, because quite often, you know, we find that you know, the your own creative pursuits are the first ones to fall off the bandwagon if you're not regimented in sticking to that regular slot in your calendar for getting that work done. Yeah, be it the creative work or the outreach or whatever it is. Yeah, that's probably one of the strongest.
That's one thing I always share with my students, is schedule it. Serious about it, schedule it. I mean, and so, yeah, that's really well put, Carl. How about you, Scott? Last thoughts?
Yeah, you know, I think for people that are, you know, watching this video and thinking, this is kind of interesting, and I'm always coming up with ideas, just recognize that there's a reason that you're coming up with ideas. You're a creative person. Ideas are coming to you, especially if you're someone that's perpetually improving products like me. Like, I'll use something like, why doesn't it have this or that? It's like, sometimes it's hard to turn that off. And that's just part of being creative person, part of being an inventor. And I think people that naturally find InventRight, you're an inventor, you have the inventor mind. So honor that and trust that there's a reason you found us and that you're going through this process, whether you've been on it for a while or whether you're new to it. Honor those desires, honor your creativity, and just when you get into it, honor the struggle.
Yeah, nicely said. Nicely said.
That's the title.
I love that. And I'll tell you, to me, it really is, if the idea is sticking with you, if it's something you've had and you can, or you're constantly thinking about it, that says it's an idea whose time has come. And to Scott's point, honor that, honor and trust yourself and do something about it. Whether it's with us here at InventRight and your coaching, or reading Stephen's book, watching YouTube videos, do something about it. Pursue it. So
yeah, before you become the inventor who sees it on the store shelves and goes, "Damn, I should have done it."
Exactly. Yeah.
And again.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
Great. So thank you guys once again. Appreciate your time, and thank you all for watching. And we hope that you got something really of value out of this. If you liked this, please give us a thumbs up and please subscribe to InventRight TV. And we'll hope to see you again here very soon. All right. Thank you all very much. Have a great one.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, you've got this great idea and you need a little help, and we're going to help you. We're going to give away $25,000 in prizes to help you license your ideas to companies at InventRight. So how does this all work? It's pretty simple. Once we hit 100,000 subscribers on our channel, we're going to run a contest and show you how to win some of our programs. So what are we giving away? First of all, we're giving away two of our premium programs. That's where you get a personal coach that's going to guide you each week for you to license your product ideas. They're going to be behind the scenes to make sure you're doing everything right, to make sure your marketing material is spectacular, making sure you protect your ideas correctly, and making sure you're reaching out to those companies and saying the right thing. And then once there's interest, we have a coach that's going to come in and help behind the scenes you negotiate that licensing agreement so it's fair and balanced. All right, so what's the second prize? Well, the second prize is three gateway programs. What's gateway? Hey, it's real simple. Gateway is where we at InventRight handle everything for you. We're going to find the companies, find the right people, and make sure your product is pitched correctly to get that licensing deal. So all these prizes, the two premiums and the three gateways, it adds up to over $25,000 in prizes to you. So how does this all work? It's really quite simple. All you have to do, subscribe down below if you haven't already. And once we hit 100,000 subscribers before the end of the year, we're going to run a contest and we're going to give away those prizes to help you license your product ideas.